I'm Jules Bigel. You're listening to CKUT, broadcast 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. This Friday marks the second edition of For the Hood, an event in Côte-des-Neiges giving young people free hairstyling and school supplies before the start of term. Here's my conversation with organizer Gons.
I go by the name of Gons. I'm the owner of La Section Barbershop. We have multiple locations here in Montreal and as well in Toronto. And I grew up in Côte-des-Neiges. It's an area that I really feel like is home for me, somewhere where I spent basically my whole life. And I actually used to go to the Chalet Kent. So Chalet Kent is like a maison des jeunes. It's a youth space for young teenagers from until 18 years old. They offer a lot of programs, after school activities. So basically this Friday, like in partnership with them, I'm going to be giving with about 30 barbers and braiders, we'll be giving out free haircuts and free braids. And as well, we've been collecting donations to provide and give them school supplies to all the youth that comes through to the event.
So tell me a bit about the event on Friday. Who, I guess, are you targeting in the neighborhood? Who do you want to come out and why?
I guess the goal with For the Hood is to attract as much of the youth as possible, because the goal is to really, it's really a back to school event to make sure that, you know, the people that can't afford haircuts or school supplies just come through. But our goal is also not just to have the youth of our neighborhood, which is Côte-des-Neiges, like to just attract anybody from anywhere from Montreal that wants to come by.
Yeah. So how did you decide to get involved? Like, what made you want to put this event on?
I've been cutting hair for many years now. So about like 10 years, I've been working in a barbershop. Since I was 15 years old, I've been at a shop. But I've been cutting hair since I was 12. So like I know it was like not having enough money cutting my own hair since that age. So my goal was like, now that I'm at in my career, what can I do to the neighborhood that I grew up in? Or at least try to help out. And I was like, hey, maybe I should just go check out the youth club that I used to go to see if they'd be interested. And we started off. This is our second edition. We did it last year.
Yeah. So you said that this was the second edition. How did last year's go? Like, what was the community response that you got putting that on?
It was amazing. Honestly, like, I think it was the first barber event that we had. Like it wasn't just my shop. My goal also was to regroup as much barbers that I know. I know it was many barbers and braiders from different salons, all coming together, just giving back. I believe we gave over like almost over 200 haircuts that day. We also gave a tons of like school supplies. We also had like a basketball charity game. So everything was such a great turnout. Like everybody was happy. Families were happy, parents were happy, like the kids were just, they all looked fresh, they all looked good. So it was definitely a great turnout. And there was also a demand to do it again.
Folks, if they want to get involved, how do they get involved? How do people learn more?
Me and the Chalet Kent, so we set up a GoFundMe. We'll try to get as much donations as we can before the day of. And all of that we are going to use that for school supplies. People could also just come to the event, you know, show their face, come hang out with us during the day, have good vibes. That's another way. But we've also set up some donation boxes across the city. A lot of local businesses, we've put a box in their business, and then people could just drop off school supplies, like brand new school supplies at those locations.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
All right, have a good one.
That was organizer Gons of For the Hood. The event takes place this Friday at Chalet Kent, starting at 4 p.m. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.